Our scripture reading today, Psalms 32:6. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. Our second scripture, James 5:13, the prayer of faith. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise.
Amen. So that song says, somebody prayed for me. And that is the title of my sermon today. I was going to sing it, but Lori is so cool. She found the lady who actually sings it. So I didn't have to today. In the song, she's saying, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Haven't we felt like that? That sometimes we don't even know someone is praying for us. But gosh, I'm so glad they prayed for me. I am so thankful that they prayed for me. And so that's what I want to talk about. I've had so many experiences of people praying for me, calling me, praying. And I've had experiences of being the person that prays for others. And I want to just share and encourage you today to get outside of ourselves, but to pray and to lift others up in prayer. How important that is. It's so important that we pray for each other, that we lift each other. I love our prayer time because it's so important that we pray for each other. My mother trained us to pray. We are praying kids, I tell you. And I'm glad she left that legacy for us. But I tell you what, don't be afraid to ask me to pray for you. And if you ask me, I'm going to stop right then and there and pray for you. Because there's some power when we touch and agree and pray. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. But when we're in the line, if you notice and you say, this is going on, please pray for me. I will take your hand right then and pray, because there's nothing more important than us touching and agreeing. The Bible says where two or three are together, he'll be in the midst of it. So if we touch and agree and we're together, God's right there in the midst of it. He's answering and hearing those prayers. So today, that's what I want to talk about. It's just, I want to encourage you today to take the time. Like the song says, I'm so glad they took the time to pray for me. I want to encourage you to take the time and pray for someone, to lift them up and share with them God's goodness, but to lift them up in prayer. You'd be amazed the difference it makes. So I want to show you James 5:13-16 tells us how to pray and kind of who to pray for. So let's read that. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Our prayers are powerful. They are effective. That just means so much to me. Prayer means so much. It changed my life. And I like to share this story, and you've heard it, but I'm going to share it again because it's such a big part of my life. When I was sick, when I was diagnosed with cancer, the word went out throughout our family and friends, and I started just getting these calls. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. But there were two ladies and my mom who really took it to another level when it comes to praying for me. Mother Hampton was her name, and in our church we call our seniors Mother. And Mother Hornaday was the other's name. One lived in Vegas, one lived in Atlanta. They never failed to call me and pray for me over the phone. They would call me at least once a month, but sometimes it was every other week. It just depends, you know, on what God was feeding them. But they would call and pray for me. And I mean, it seemed like it was just at that time when it felt like I couldn't go on. Maybe I had already finished chemo for the week, and on those were the harder days after you do chemo. They would call me and they would pray. And they didn't just say, oh, Lord, bless her. They would really pray. They would be like, Lord, we thank you. Cover her kidneys, cover her heart, cover her lungs, cover, you know, they would go through. I mean, this thorough is what we called it. They would give thorough prayers unto God. They took the time out of their day to pray for me. And that meant so much. And so I want to encourage, it meant a lot to me. And then I would wake up. I stayed with my mom and dad, and I would wake up in the middle of the night, and my mom would be standing over me, praying over me. There's power in prayer. And I know that all of those prayers are what brought me through. I know that's what brought me through, healed my body. God healed me. And I know it was because of the power of all of those people who took the time to pray for me. They didn't have to, but they prayed for me. And so I'm, as the song said, I'm so glad they prayed. I wouldn't be here today without the prayers of those people. And so I want to encourage you today, when you hear someone and they say, pray for me, when they say, pray for me, do you say, Lord, bless them and keep going? Or do you take the time to actually pray for their condition? I love it when we are praying as the elders, and I meet with them, and Patty will say to me, man, I was praying for her all day, or whatever the situation was. That just blesses my soul. And Carol says, I need to pray for her. She writes them down. I need to pray for these people. That blesses me, because our prayers are powerful. They mean something. And so I love our elders, because we talk about prayer when we have our elders meeting. It's really cool to me. And so, but I just think that I want to encourage all of us, not just our elders, all of us, to go and say, pray, ask, what exactly is it that you need? What do you need prayer for? And when you go to God, God, thorough, God, they need this. Bless them with this, God. Work this situation out for them, God. More than just simple prayers are good. God hears it. But I tell you what, there's so much power in praying. So when we go to God, we go to Him in prayer. We go to Him in thorough prayer for others, is what I'm encouraging to do. And also to pray for our children, our grandchildren, the children of the church, the children of our city. Our children are in such a bad state nowadays. The spirit of suicide is so rampant right now. They need us, because they may not know how to pray. They may not know what to do or how to do, but they're overwhelmed with that spirit. My son, one of his friends, just committed suicide 2 weeks ago. It was so sad. Young man, only in his early 30s, and had so much to live for, but they need us to pray for them, to pray that they're not bound by that spirit. So I want to encourage you today, not only do we pray for each other, but let's pray for our children. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. And I will heal their land. So he's telling us to just humble ourselves and pray. Pray for our neighbors. Pray for our children. I like to share this story about my son too, because he was difficult in his teenage years, which I'm sure anyone who's had a teenager knows. But it was difficult. And I found myself at 5 a.m. I would just get up every morning and start to pray for him. Pray for his schooling, pray for where he's going, pray for what he's doing. He couldn't hear me at that time. He couldn't hear when I was telling him, you know, what to do, when I was guiding him, trying to guide and direct him. He couldn't hear me at that time, but God did, and God took care of him. That young man had 8 car accidents from his high school, from like 10th grade to 12th grade. I said, God is trying to tell you something here. Listen to us. But we prayed. We would get up. My mom and I would get up at 5 a.m. every morning and pray for him. And that's what I want to encourage you. You may have grandchildren, or like I said, just the kids in the city. They're struggling. School is difficult for them. This world is difficult. They need our prayers. The things, the images that they're getting through TV, they need us to lift them up, to take the time and pray for them. It may not even be someone you know, but the kids of Council Bluffs, if we just start with that, every day, God bless these children here in our city. God guide them. God direct them. Help them to see you. Give them a relationship with you. That's what I mean by praying. Just really praying for them, because they need our prayers. And we are here and we can do it. And we know God. We know Him and we know His power. So we can pray for them. We have that opportunity to pray for them, to lift them up. So I want to encourage you today to pray for your kids. And the kids of our city, especially the kids of our city. Now, this next one, a little harder to do, but he's encouraging us to do that as well. Matthew 5:44-45, it says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." He's telling us to pray for those. Pray for our enemies. Not as easy to do. It's easier to say, yeah, God bless all the kids. Lord, help all those children. What about those people who are just not your friend? We still have to lift them up before God. We still have to pray for them. Those who've done wrong by us, those who have actually hurt us, who've caused us pain. I'm not telling you to be in their face and you don't have to go to dinner with them. You don't have to hang out with them, but pray for them. I'm encouraging you today to pray for those who, the Bible says, who willfully and on purpose do things to hurt you. You don't have to be in their presence, but I guarantee you, you will feel freer if you pray for them. Pray for those people that aren't pleasant. What I love about this word, this particular scripture, it says, and in the King James, it says, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. That means he's going to bless us. He's going to bless either way. He reigns on the just, those who feel like they've got it all together, but he also reigns, and not bad, but good, in my opinion, on the just as well as the unjust. So all we have to do is pray for them and let God do the rest. He'll do the rest. He'll take care of it for you. He says, vengeance is mine, so we don't have to worry about getting even, right? Just pray for them. Pray for them that God will bless them. When we were younger, my aunt said, you guys sure can pull the scripture out. My sister and I was fighting over something. Can't remember exactly what it was. One of my older sisters. And I can't even remember exactly what happened, but what I do know is I was really mad at her and I really wanted to get back at her, but I didn't. I didn't get back at her. And then something else happened to her and I said, see, the Lord says, vengeance is mine. And my aunt was like, you guys can use that scripture when you need. But truly, we don't have to fight. We don't have to fight our own battle. Pray for them. God truly will fight your battle for you, so you don't have to. You pray for them and you keep moving. Keep it moving, because we want a forgiveness in our heart. We want a free heart when we're out working and serving the Lord. We want a free heart. It just brings us down when we're not walking and not serving him. But when we're doing it with unforgiveness in our heart, it's just hard. It's hard. You know, it really hurts you far more than the person that you're not forgiving. So that's just an aside, actually not even a part of my sermon. But it's always important to share that unforgiveness. It's just hard on us. It's hard on you physically when you carry that around and you're still thinking about what they did and how they did it. Release it. Release it and let God take care of it. He will fight your battle for you. He will take care. I've seen him do it, not only with my sister, but also, you know, in my daily life, I have seen him take care of the battle and I didn't have to fight it. So I want to encourage you that as well as praying for someone. Now, today I want to do something a little different. I think I may have one more scripture before I do that, though. Yes. Because I do things differently, you guys know I do. I like to make you do things as a part of the sermon. But I want to share one more scripture. It says Psalms 36. It says, therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. But he's again just encouraging us to pray to him, that we seek him, that we pray for each other, that we lift each other up. And so what I want us to do today, and this is, I probably went a little faster today, but it's because I wanted to take a few minutes for us to have time to pray for each other. I know, but I want you to pray for the person sitting next to you. We'll all pray together, but I want you to take the hand of the person sitting next to you. And if there's no one sitting next to you, if you want to, find someone that needs prayer. Everybody needs prayer. We all need prayer, don't we? We all need prayer. So I want to take that time to just practice. And I know you do, but it's nothing like just touching and being together. When we're all together, there's so much power in us being together and praying. So I want you to take the hand of the person next to you. Ask them, what do you want me to pray for? What do you want me to pray for? I need strength. So when you pray for me, pray that I'll have strength, that I can keep going. I'm juggling too many things right now. So pray for me for that. All right. So now we know what everybody needs. We're going to all pray together. We're going to all pray together. Just practice what it's like to grab their hand. You know, before we get into that, I said it earlier, but when we were younger, my mom used to make us pray at noon. At 12 o'clock noon every day during the summer. We could hear the kids outside playing, but she was like, no outside till we pray. So we would be on our knees at the couch, everybody all around the couch praying till we could go outside. But now it makes me a bold prayer. So when you need prayer, don't be afraid to ask me, because I'm going to take your hand and I'm going to say, what do you need? What do you need me to pray for? And we're going to stand there right then and pray, because I know God hears us and I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to stand up and pray, because I know he's a healer. Amen. I know he's a deliverer. I know I've got what you need. I've got Jesus, and I can tell you about him, and I can seek him, and I can reach out for him. Amen. So I want you to grab the person's hand. You know what they need. Let's pray. Let's all pray together. And you're praying for them, for what they need. Lord, we thank you today. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Lord, we're praying, God, for the person sitting next to us. God, I'm praying. I'm praying for Carol. We can't touch because I'm up here, but I'm praying for her. Lord, I'm praying that you meet her at her very need. Every need she has, God, before you, every need. We thank you and we praise you, God. Every prayer that she has, every petition, Lord, that you would meet her, God, that you would be, God, everything she needs you to be, God. I thank you and I praise you for it, God. I thank you, Lord. I'm praying for Barbara. She doesn't have anyone to hold her hand. God, I'm praying that you meet her at her point of need, that you would be everything she needs, everything she's desiring, God. We thank you. We give you praise, God. And for each person here in the building today, I'm praying for Bonnie, because she's not holding anyone's hand. Bless her, God. Bless her husband. Meet her, God, at her point of need. Work out every situation for her. And we thank you. We give you praise for her. We thank you and lift your name on high today, God. We give you praise for each person here in the room. Meet them, Lord, at their very point of need today, God. Meet them, God. Answer that prayer. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for saving and filling, God, and making a way where there seems to be no way for them. We give you, God, all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. You are so worthy today. You are so worthy, and we thank you for it. We lift your name on high. You are a wonderful God. We thank you. Meet them, each person, God, at their very point of need. And then we do pray for those who are not here today, God. We thank you for healing Cheryl's body, God. We thank you for blessing Miss Linda's family, God. We thank you, God. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for Tammy and for Marge, God, that you would bless and meet them, God, at their very point of need. We give you all of the praise. We thank you for Jan and Jim. We ask that you meet them. Help, God. Work it out for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.